What connects a first grader tracking Cleveland Indians statistics to one of Wall Street's most successful market timers? For Martin Zweig, the link was an obsession with numbers that would later save investors billions. That early fascination with batting averages evolved into something far more valuable, a disciplined system for reading market signals that preserved capital during the 1987 crash. His portfolio gained 9% on Black Monday, while the Dow plunged 22.6%. The secret wasn't luck or gut instinct. After watching the devastating 1962 market crash as a college sophomore, Zweig made a resolution: develop systems to anticipate market turns and protect investors from catastrophe. His newsletter achieved an 898.9% return through 1995, transforming a modest investment advisory into a financial empire managing billions. The foundation? Three core principles: track monetary policy religiously, ride momentum when it appears, and know when the crowd has gone dangerously wrong. These weren't abstract theories. They were battle-tested indicators that turned market timing from guesswork into science. The Federal Reserve acts like a market DJ. Lowering interest rates gets everyone dancing as stocks benefit from reduced bond competition and cheaper corporate borrowing. Zweig's prime rate indicator uses 8% as the dividing line. 91% of buy signals profited, turning $10,000 into $610,554 during bullish periods versus $140,826 with buy and hold. Combined with money market investments during bearish periods, that investment reached $1,913,660 over 42 years. Zweig's Fed indicator tracks discount rate changes and reserve requirements. During extremely bullish periods, 1958 to 1996, $10,000 grew to $190,906, a 28% annual return. The installment debt indicator measures consumer borrowing. Below 9% signals opportunity, above 9% triggers caution. These combine into Zweig's monetary model, generating buy signals at 6+ points and sell signals at 2 or less. All 11 buy signals since 1954 profited, 5 exceeding 50% gains. At maximum bullishness, markets rose in 14 of 16 instances. The lesson? Don't fight the Fed. Bull markets thrive on momentum. Zweig's advance decline ratio triggers when advancing stocks overwhelm declining ones 2-to-1 over 10 days. Since 1953, this rare signal appeared 11 times, delivering 7.5% average S&P 500 gains 3 months later. Even more powerful are 9-to-1 up volume days. Every bull market in history launched with these buying stampedes. The 4% model generates buy signals when the weekly value line index rallies 4% or more, sell signals on 4% drops. From 1966 to March 1996, this produced 16.2% annualized returns versus buy and holds 2.7%. A $10,000 investment grew to $425,962. The supermodel combines monetary conditions, 0 to 8 points, with the 4% model, 2 points on buy, 0 on sell. At 6+ points, invest fully in stocks. At 3 or less, move to cash. From 1966-1996, this system turned $10,000 into $719,947, double the S&P 500's return while being out of the market one-third of the time. It caught 13 of 14 profitable trades and avoided Black Monday 1987. Bear markets bottom when conditions look bleakest. Economy in recession, profits tumbling, headlines screaming doom. Bull markets begin amid this gloom, when the majority is most pessimistic. As rallies progress, many investors wait for declines that never materialize. The flashpoint comes when the crowd gets so optimistic they've depleted their cash reserves. The ammunition needed to push stocks higher disappears. Zweig tracks mutual funds' cash-to-assets ratios to identify these extremes. High cash signals extreme pessimism, bullish for stocks, while low reserves indicate dangerous optimism. From 1956 to 1996, there were 34 extremes. In 26 cases, the Dow moved opposite to what funds expected, costing crowd followers 4,538 Dow points. Investment advisors' opinions prove similarly unreliable, wrong in 63 of 66 instances of extreme sentiment over 31 years, a 91% failure rate. Zwag also tracks bullish and bearish advertisements in Barron's, finding that low counts of bullish ads often precede bull market advances. These indicators combine into his sentiment index, ranging from 0, completely bearish, to 200, completely bullish. Readings above 140 show excessive pessimism, extremely bullish for stocks. 75 or less indicates excessive optimism, extremely bearish. The most valuable readings occur at extremes, precisely when contrarian positioning pays off most handsomely. Markets follow predictable calendar patterns that defy logic. Over 223 pre-holiday trading days, markets rose 193 times, an 83% success rate. Investing $10,000 solely on pre-holiday days from 1952 to 1985 would have yielded $27,188, despite only 233 days in the market, a 189.7% annualized return. Day-of-week effects are equally striking. While the Dow rises 52.5% of all days, Mondays lag at 41.6% and Fridays outperform at 59.8%. December is strongest, 71.7%, September weakest, 40.4%. Norman Fosbach discovered that investing only during the last trading day of each month, plus the first 4 days of the next month, grew $10,000 to $569,135 from 1928 to 1975, a 43.8% annualized return. Presidential cycles show pre-election years average 7.0% returns, markets rising 70% of the time, while midterm years deliver just 0.3%. These patterns represent exploitable behavioral tendencies for timing entries and exits. Major bull and bear markets generate the most significant profits and losses, yet occur rarely. Only 20% of market time is spent in active bull phases and 10% in severe bear markets. Zweig identified two key signals for major bull markets: the super advanced decline ratio, advancing stocks outnumbering declining ones by 2-1 over 10 days, and the super bullish Fed indicator rising from 0 or negative to +3 or higher. When both occur within 3 months, a double-barreled buy signal, they've consistently flagged early bull market stages. Since 1932, these rare signals appeared just 12 times. The S&P 500 averaged 26.1% gains 12 months later, with some exceeding 40%. Remarkably, all market gains since 1926 occurred in the 18 months following these signals. The market actually lost money during all other periods. For bear markets, Zweig identifies three critical conditions: extreme deflation, 10% drop in producer prices, ultra-high PE ratios, S&P 500 PE of 18+, and inverted yield curves, short-term rates above long-term rates. Only 1929-32 had all three, the worst bear market in history, losing nearly 90%. Markets reward discipline over complexity. Use Zweig's timing models to identify trends. Avoid buying during extended poor market action, though minor gaps in strong markets offer opportunities. In neutral conditions, favor conservative stocks with earnings stability and low PE ratios. When indicators turn very negative, exit stocks. Set stop-loss orders on every position, typically 10-20% below purchase price, adjusted for volatility. A 20% drop requires a 25% gain to recover. A 90% drop needs a 900% gain. Diversification depends on portfolio size. Under $5,000, use no-load mutual funds. For $5,000, $20,000, buy 4-5 stocks. At $50,000, hold 8-9. At $100,000, about a dozen. At $250,000, roughly 20. 8 stocks across industries capture 7/8 of diversification benefits. In bull markets, hold profitable positions and consider adding more. Don't sell prematurely. Zwag's final rules: buy strength, sell weakness, stay in gear with the tape. These principles won't guarantee millions, but should keep you consistently ahead. The market doesn't care about your opinions. Only supply, demand, and the Federal Reserve matter. Learn to listen.